It's been a wild ride for Columbus soccer fans. 2 years ago, the former owner of the Crew announced plans to relocate the team to Austin, Texas. But the grassroots Save the Crew effort that followed resulted in the team staying here. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports the certainty appears to have slightly boosted attendance, but Columbus still ranks near the bottom of Major League Soccer.
At the Crew's final home game of the season, fans dressed in black and yellow cupped their hands around their mouths as they cheered on the soccer club. For Sam West, the Save the Crew movement was a wake-up call.
Casually went over the past like 10 years, and then obviously when Save the Crew kicked in, that's like when it really kicked into high gear, the fandom, because obviously had to save the team.
West and his family pledged to buy 2019 season tickets to ensure the team's success this year and in the future. He says it's been worthwhile.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been so cool seeing the city kind of, you know, surround the team and get to see the actual new stadium that's going to be built.
The team's average home attendance this year was 14,856 people per game. That's up by about 2,000 people per game from last year, when a move to Austin looked imminent. But it's still slightly lower than the 2017 average and ranks above just three other clubs in Major League Soccer. New Columbus Crew General Manager Tim Bezbachenko says about 9,000 people bought season tickets this year. That's about 3,000 fewer people than the number who pledged to buy partial or full season tickets during the Save the Crew campaign in 2018. It's also less than half the number of season tickets sold this year for Cincinnati's two-year MLS team.
We need to grow that. We want to grow that. And with the support of the community and the city, we think we can get to a point where we're selling out the new stadium every game.
In their first season after being, quote, saved, average attendance fell about 5,000 people short of capacity. Team officials declined to release season ticket sale numbers for previous seasons, saying they're only public on a year-to-year basis. They also refused to share figures on merchandise sales and sponsorship revenue. Previous team owner Anthony Precourt cited a lack of corporate sponsorships as a major reason for moving the team. Local sports attorney Brett Adams says Columbus's sponsorship numbers have historically fallen short.
And Columbus has not been a vibrant sponsorship support community for any professional franchise, sadly. And it's inexplicable because there are billion-dollar companies here that have not contributed to the sports scene at all.
Possible barometers for what a new stadium could mean for fan support lie in Minnesota and the nation's capital. The DC United moved to a smaller soccer-specific stadium in 2018, while the Minnesota United moved into their new digs this season. Both saw attendance remain relatively flat, while Minnesota reporter Andy Greeter says that the new St. Paul Stadium benefited from an already high fan interest.
It's just under 20,000 people, and for all 17 home games in MLS, they sold it out. As well as some standing room only.
Here in Columbus, Crew General Manager Tim Bezbachenko thinks they're also poised to put more people in seats with an improving on-field product going into 2020.
The second half of the year, we've turned a corner. We've only lost 1-12, and I think you're starting to see the team respond to how Caleb Porter wants to play.
Head coach Caleb Porter helped the team close the home season on a strong note, with a 2-0 win over Philadelphia. In the stands was Christian Hines for her first professional soccer match. She could be back for more.
Probably. I mean, I'm going to be in Columbus for 4 years. Why not? I could come back. If I enjoy the game today, I'll come back.
The Crew plans to break ground on the new Arena District Stadium October 10th. The land for the stadium has not been purchased, but Bezbachenko says that it will be, quote, very soon. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.